I gotta tell you, if you're gonna do air guitar, you do it to Saga, Turn Me Loose. That's what I'm talking about, man. All right, check this out. I'm your host, Jimmy Church. This breaking news, and you can go check it out over the Coast to Coast AM website, but physicist Brian Cox, who I personally admire. I like Brian. I do. But he believes that research done by the Large Hadron Collider has proven that ghosts do not exist. He said it on a radio program devoted to science and the paranormal, declaring the proverbial death of ghosts, and then went on to explain his reasoning. It's kind of heartbreaking, but I got to say, I think Brian's never seen a ghost. You can read the entire story over in the news section at coasttocoastam.com. I'm here with Jimmy Church, Friday night. Open lines, they're racked, your calls are next. Welcome back to Coast to Coast. I'm just going to let you know right now, here in the studio, the conversation about Saga and Ontario, Canada, and the original singer. That's it. That's what we've been talking about. They were a great band. Loved Saga. All right, let's go top to bottom. Let's go to Wild Card Mike in Livermore, California, West Coast. You're up next, Mike.
Good morning, Jimmy. Great show, as usual. I was hoping to talk to the guests when I called, but I kind of figured I wouldn't. But maybe you might know.
Sure.
I've got a couple of questions, and then something I'd really like to discuss with you, and that's disclosure. But the questions were, if he's ever talked about the moon landing, whether it was real, did we go to the moon, or not? I mean, there's been so many things on either side, and it would make sense that we didn't go and the aliens prevented us from going or told us not to go because they've got the bases there. They didn't want us to find it, so they plant flags up there for us and little reflectors to make it look like it did. And then the other thing was Donald Trump. We know that our elected officials, the president, that's from way up above. And the Illuminati, whatever you want to call it, they have the money. They're the ones that put the people in power.
Right.
And it's been baffling me why Donald Trump, what advantage, what motivation? It always comes down to motivation. And could it be that this whole thing that your guest was talking about with this disclosure, that Donald Trump would be the perfect guy to do that with?
Okay. All right.
I'd like to hear what you have to say about those two things. And if we got time, I'd like to talk about disclosure.
Okay. All right. So then I'll make this quick, Mike, because we've got a bunch of calls here, and I do want to discuss disclosure with you. So I'm just going to answer these quickly. About the moon landings, did we actually go? There's so much evidence out there on both sides. But what I question myself personally, and I don't want to take anything away from the heroes that went to the moon, allegedly, right, is this, the technology that we had back then and getting out with the Van Allen belt and the radiation and the spacesuits, and I don't know. I don't feel it, but I hope that we really did, and I hope that we weren't lied to. But knowing what we know now and look back, man, that was kind of a rickety situation to be putting astronauts on and flying them to the moon. Now, so that's that part. Corey has addressed the Nazis and their technology being on the moon for a long time. And he has also talked with me about how they constructed the walls, how they made the structures, and how they pulled that off. And also on Mars, too, as well. So that is out there. And you can go and listen to Corey either on any of my shows that I've done or his presentations, too, as well, where we discuss that at length. Next, and I'll make this quick, Trump. I think that anybody that is elected to the office of the president of the United States or any head of state around the world finds out that the real power is in the money and is in corporations. You are in the head of a country, the leader of a country by title only. Money drives Washington. Money drives corporations, drive international trade and China. It doesn't matter. That's my opinion. But, you know, if you're going to run for office and you're going to get there, Do you wield power? Are you a leader? Are you in control of information? And I think it's a figurehead position. The real money is in big oil and big pharma, and that's just the reality of the world today. All right, so that's just my opinion. My opinion matters not. It's just that I interview so many people that I have developed these attitudes to confirm my suspicions that I've had over the years. So, okay, Mike, so let's go with disclosure. What would you like to know?
Well, okay, disclosure. Now, here's the one thing. I personally, I'm not sold on aliens, okay? And I'm a Christian because, and I can explain it away in the Bible and everything else, but I'm not going to go there. My whole thing is I look at motivation. What would motivate, the only way we're ever going to get disclosure is if the aliens actually initiate the disclosure, because they can always, I mean, the bottom line is they have to come here and land and have a press conference.
Why?
Right? And if they decide they don't want to do that, there's no way you're ever going to prove it.
No, so Mike, let me jump in. Let me jump in here really quick. And I want you to answer yes or no right now. Have you ever seen a flying saucer? Have you ever seen a UFO with your own eyes?
I thought I did once.
No, what? Yes or no?
Well, it'd be no.
Okay.
That I'm aware of.
Okay, so Mike, my point is, once you see something that you absolutely cannot explain, until you have achieved that moment, you're always going to have the attitude that you have. And I get that. Me, personally, you know, you've heard me talk about it on this show and others, that I have witnessed, along with hundreds, if not thousands, of other people standing next to me, very strange events in the sky that I know are not airplanes or rockets or helicopters. So once you see something like that, you don't need disclosure. You don't need, what good is it going to change my mind if disclosure happened tomorrow and somebody stepped up to the podium and said they're here? I already know they're here. So what's disclosure going to do for me? It's going to do nothing. Absolutely nothing. I know what I have seen. That's the end of that story. Nobody's ever going to convince me of anything different. And Mike, I want to be very clear. When I have spoken about that, those events on this show, on Coast to Coast, that I realize that the audience and others out there are going to listen to me and that I'm going to sound like one of the callers on a Friday night here at Coast. And I get that. I understand that. But I don't care. I saw what I saw. There was a Canadian documentary film crew there that was filming alongside of me that I didn't know about. I found out about that later. Right? There were hundreds of witnesses on that cliff that were watching everything happen in real time. And I can't explain it, but I know that it's nothing conventional. So that's the end of it. There's disclosure that happening tomorrow that doesn't do anything for me. You know, and I know that the audience wants it. They do. They want it, but it's not going to change things. I know that they're here, and I know that we're being visited. That's the end of the story.
And I wouldn't try to change your mind, and I'm not doubting your sincerity and what you say and what you believe you saw and everything else. But you and I both know there's supernatural powers going on. So it doesn't necessarily mean that it's alien life, what you saw.
It doesn't mean it. It doesn't. I'm not suggesting that, Mike.
And I understand that, Jimmy. And that's my whole point about it, is that people have to keep an open mind to everything. And my case where I said at the time, I thought it was a UFO, but it turned out it wasn't. And it was, I was actually on hold on the air to talk to Bill that used to be on. Or not Art Bell, John.
John B. Wells, but please,
yeah,
continue.
John B. Wells.
Continue.
And I was out at the park with my dogs, like usual. I mean, you talk about your caller in Arizona getting through. It's amazing. You wouldn't believe how many times I get through. I get through all the time. I just haven't called in a long time. But you talk to George, I actually got through 5 times in 3 weeks. one time, which wasn't supposed to happen. But anyway, I'm on hold, and all of a sudden I look up, and I see this thing coming over me. It's not making a sound. It's an orange-like orb, and it goes over my head and then disappears another half mile south of me. And again, this happened 7 times. While I was on hold, I was talking to the call screener, I think it was Gina, and I was telling her what was going on. Take a picture, Mike, take a picture. I said, I got an ancient phone, I can't do that, whatever. Well, it turned out about 6 months later, same thing happened. And this time I actually have my binoculars with me. I looked at it. They were the tiki light flame things with Japanese.
Yeah, yeah, Chinese lanterns.
Yeah, whatever. But I would have guaranteed you at the time that it happened the first time, I would have swore up and down that was a UFO.
I get that, Mike. Mike, I get that. But what I saw was a 100-foot round chrome metallic ball from a mile away, again, with hundreds of witnesses standing there, go from the ground, fly up. It took 5 minutes, 100 feet in diameter, go across the desert floor, take off, go up and disappear and turn into one of the stars, stop. 5 minutes later, it's hundreds of miles out into space, and then stop and then take a left turn and disappear into the solar system. Now, that is not a Chinese lantern. That is not an airplane. That is not a rocket. That is not a jet. That is not a bird. And it wasn't Superman. It was a green chrome ball that took off into space from planet Earth with no flames, no smoke. You see something like that and get back to me, Mike. All right? And you have a great rest of your night. Okay, my friend? Thank you. All right. Let's go to Vincent. Vincent in Sarasota, Florida. Vincent, you're up next on Coast.
Oh, hey, Jimmy. Thanks for having me.
You got it, Vincent. What's up?
I have a kind of a current event question for you. I don't know if you know, but recently 4chan went down on the 22nd.
Okay.
Somebody had posted a picture that was taken in a government military facility in, I think, Nevada, and it was of a selfie of a reptilian alien. It was online for a couple hours.
And it shut down 4chan?
It shut down 4chan.
Nah. Did it really? I haven't heard about this. All right. All right. I'll look into that.
I was just wondering if you had known anything.
No. I haven't heard it, but I'll look into it. And, you know, listen to me on Monday of, you know, this coming. Actually, I'll be hosting Coast to Coast tomorrow night. I'll find out, and I'll get back on Coast tomorrow, and we'll talk about it. How's that?
Great. Thank you.
Thank you, Vincent. Let's go to, okay, let's do it. Toxic Reverend in Petaluma, California. Toxic, you're up next.
Thank you, Jimmy. It's kind of great to hear your show this evening. I had some concerns going on with, for one, in the midst of this huge heroin narcotic epidemic where people, so many people are dying every day from pharmaceutical and heroin.
Right.
And they say, well, what I want to get to on this is there's things like CBDs from cannabis that a lot of people are using in lieu of the pharmaceutical drugs for pain.
Okay.
Okay. And they've made them illegal, Schedule I drug now in all 50 states. So it went into effect last month.
Okay.
And they even raided all the stores in Alaska, the state of Alaska, for this. It looks like they're going to spread out across the country. They're trying to. There's also some legislation in two states that's active right now, and other states are lined up for the pharmaceutical companies to get approval to use it for medical use. The CBDs, now these don't really have THC in them, so they don't get you high, but they can be used for the medical benefits and the you know, also for pain, and there's no side effects. They don't get you stoned, but they made them illegal. And it looks like the pharmaceutical companies are gearing up to make a little monopoly on this. I made a report on it, and I cited all the articles along with the reference material, because the 11th reference names the pharmaceutical companies and the lobbyists in the states where this is going on right now.
Okay, well, Toxic, I hear you, but before we run out of time, did you have a quick question for me?
Yeah, can I ask for the help from the Coast to Coast audience to help research this and get the facts together? So hopefully, you know, we could get it passed on so that the news about this and what's going on could get out there.
Well, there you go. And thank you for that. I mean, they will, you know, your name's right there, Toxic Reverend. And we'll be able to, you know, everybody's going to listen to the show and re-listen to the show and reach out to you and check it out. You know, we're at the bottom of the hour here. I'm going to take one more call and then, but my comments about these opioid and heroin overdoses around the country and the way that they come in waves just absolutely freaks me out. Let's go to Linda in Windsor, Ontario. Linda, you're up next on Coast.
Hi, Jim, can you hear me?
I can, Linda. What's up?
Okay. Oh, your show is so great. I had to call you when you said there are signs every day and we miss them about seeing, you know, spirits.
Yep. Yep.
You are so correct. Just the other day, I was watching a birth of a giraffe.
Yeah, I saw it too. It was kind of okay. It's kind of freaky.
I went to look at more in nature, you know, on YouTube, and I thought, you know, I've seen spirit leave their imprints. I said, they say they're all around birth. You know, I looked, I saw apparitions, deities, right around the mother and the child giving birth. If you look closely into their surroundings, you can see them. It's like imprints, like faces and arms. And I'm going, wow, they are everywhere. It's amazing. So you're correct. I wanted to assure you, you're not. And also, those UFOs, they have been, my uncle, this is going maybe 90 years ago, they were climbing boulders, you know, mountains where they live in little hills and jumping on boulders. They said they jumped on these group of boulders and it threw them right off. It scared them. They left the area. And they used to talk about seeing flying lights in the sky.
Sure.
On Great Grandparents Day.
Sure.
So explain that.
Well, and thank you for that, Linda. But I think there's a more important question here. You're from Ontario.
Yes, I am.
Who's your favorite Canadian band?
Well, Saga.
Saga. See, that's what I'm talking about. See, you know what's funny? Saga came and went. Right. And I get that. And I understand. But they were a great band in a moment of time. I mean, I like Triumph. I like Rush. I like Bryan Adams. You know, there's a lot of great Canadian acts. Really, there are. But Saga was one of those great bands. What weren't they?
You know why?
Did you see him?
Well, we have that extra gift.
What is that?
You have that extra gift that in your brain and that one vibe that meets and sees and feels. And so you're gifted and you can pick out the greatness that some bands put out there.
Yeah. I'm with you on that. Well, okay. It was the same gift given to Wayne Gretzky. See, you know,
well,
I'm right.
Yes, it was. In,
yes.
In the pineal gland area. Okay.
Okay. Oh, wow. Wow, but you know that I love all things Canadian, and thank you for the phone call, Linda, and thank you for the Saga reference. You guys are the best. Thank you so much. That's what I'm talking about. Somebody that enjoys the Saga reference. I love bumper music. I love Coast to Coast. It's Friday night. Your phone calls. Let's close this out. I'm your host, Jimmy Church. We'll be right back. Man, oh man, I love Fridays on Coast to Coast. Nothing like open lines. I'm your host, Jimmy Church, sitting in for George Norrie tonight. Now, check this out. Fade to Black. That is my show. It's Monday through Thursday, 7 to 10 p.m. live, right before Coast to Coast. That's all I need to say. That's it. Just go to my name right there at Coast to Coast. Click on it. It'll take you over there. All the information that you need. Show's free. Show's live. All the networks are there. Have a good time. That's it. This is Coast to Coast AM. It's Friday night. Open lines. Let's close this night out with your calls next. Stay with us. All right. Welcome back to Coast. I'm your host, Jimmy Church. Let's crank these through, man. Let's see how many I can get in before the end of the show. Let's go to John, St. Cloud, Minnesota. John, you're up next on Coast.
Hello, Jimmy.
Hello, John.
First off, I want to say that you are by far my favorite radio host.
No. You say that to all the other radio hosts, John, but that's okay.
I listen to Fade to Black all the time. Love it. And the other night, it was February 10th, your Conscious Life Expo live show, when you had Whitley Strieber on.
Mm-hmm.
I almost jumped out of my chair.
Well, you know, what's really cool about Whitley is he is such a family member here at Coast to Coast, right? And all of the old interviews that he did with Art and with George here, and he's just a member of the family. And for me to get to interview him and hang out with him a little bit and see that sparkle in his eye. And, you know, he came up to me later. He's like, you know what, Jimmy? You're just a little bit different. I like that. You're a little different. Because he's been interviewed by everybody. He's been there. What, you know, some of the great books ever, right? And thank you for saying that. But the respect that Whitley has around here from everybody here at Coast and for myself, it just means a lot. So thank you for that, John.
The reason that he had me jumping out of my chair was because I have spontaneous OBEs.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the first one that actually talked exactly the situation that I have, where I get pulled out. And for 5 years, I was a moderator on astral-related sites, thinking that I could teach people how to do this. But then I realized that you really can't teach people how to do it, because it's either something that's going to happen spontaneously to you or it's not.
Sure.
And that's what always had me kind of confused, because I would hear people on your shows, like you speak to people all the time, and some people call it abduction, some people call it astral projection.
Mm-hmm.
Spontaneous OBEs. I've never really been able to zero it down to one thing. My 5 years of being a moderator on astral-related site, trying to teach people, showed me that you can't really teach people it, that it either happens or it doesn't. So then it comes into the question of, okay, is this abductions?
Right.
And the weird thing is, I have never seen a UFO. I've seen meteors. I've seen different bolides and whatnot. I have never seen a UFO for real. Waking life. And yet, my night times, all of my OBEs and whatnot end up in some kind of UFO-related scene.
Yeah, and I've heard that over and over again, John, and it just makes you, and thank you for the phone call. I think that's a really good point, because you don't know if the OBE is related, right? And if you can't force it to happen, then is it tied to an abduction or an ET experience or phenomenon? I think that's a really good point, and I want to thank you for the phone call, John. Let's go to Pat in New York Mills, New York. Is that a real city, New York Mills, or is it New York Hills?
No, it's New York Mills. Oh. It was turn of the century and early part of the last century. It was a major production of textiles. And when the mills closed, it was pretty hard times here in this area in central New York.
Right.
But it has recovered, and it's starting to get growing again, so we're quite happy about that.
Right on, Pat. What have you got for me tonight, Pat? What's up?
Okay. I wanted to call about, you mentioned Göbekli Tepe.
Göbekli Tepe, yes.
Göbekli Tepe. Yeah, well, I'm sorry I have a little difficulty. I had a stroke, and it's tough for me to move my lips.
Everybody has problems with it, Pat. It's not you. Trust me.
And I was wondering, I was told that on the monoliths that they uncovered, the large stones, that some of them were like 20 tons and things like this.
Mm-hmm.
And they had animals that were depicted on them, carved in relief.
That's right.
And that they were of animals that, when they checked through and with people who were like biologists and paleontologists, of animals that were never native to that area.
That's right.
And also that I was also told that in the distance, far away, if it's very clear, you can see Ararat. Is that correct?
No. Mount Ararat is over on the border between Turkey and Armenia.
Okay,
where Göbekli Tepe sits. Göbekli Tepe is very, very, it's central Turkey, central Syria, right off the border there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Ararat would be far to the east, far to the east in Armenia, yeah.
I was just wondering because someone had mentioned that, and I said I'd never heard that before, and I knew that you would know, and you could answer my question for me.
Well, Pat, I'm not Marco Polo. I don't want to sound like I'm some kind of genius, but I do know the area pretty well. But, yeah, the animals...
It's remarkable. It's remarkable place.
Yes, it is. And the animals that are there, there is one 3D, looks like a cat. It's a 3D, it's not, when you say relief, no, this is an actual sculpture that is sticking out from the side of the base of one of the pillars. And it's a cat facing the ground, nose to the ground, with its four paws connected to the side of the pillar. And you see this, it's the most incredible thing ever. Now, that is not the brain of Stone Age man. Stone Age man was not supposed to be thinking artistically like, at least that's what we've been led to believe.
That's what we've been led to believe.
Right, right. And you see this, and it's just incredible. It's absolutely incredible. Now, to have the vision of a pillar that is 20 foot tall, 30 foot tall, that weighs tons, like you're saying, you have to carve the T-pillar out. Okay, that's, I get that. But then to have the animal out in 3D on the side of this pillar, now you're talking about some artistic thought that is involved, and it's an incredible part of it. Pat, I want to thank you for the phone call, and thank you for pointing that out, my friend.
Well, I greatly appreciate your answer. Thank you.
Thank you, Pat. That's what I'm talking about. The Coast audience is smart. Never forget that. Joe in Dixie County, Florida, first-time caller. You're up next.
Yes, how's it going?
It's going good, Joe. What's up?
I got a kind of question. I just happened to catch this radio here, and the name of your radio show was what?
Oh, man, don't make me self-promote. Just click on my name. Just click on my name right there at Coast to Coast, and you can go check it out.
Okay, because I definitely want to check that out. I have a question with is it astral projection or out of body. Have you ever heard of anything where anything can attach to you? I actually had an out-of-body experience, and ever since then, there's been contacted by different, I guess, spirits, or I don't even know what to call them.
Yeah, it sounds like you've been turned on almost. You know what I mean?
Well, one of the girls said she was in a car accident and wanted me to contact her parents to let them know that she would let them know she was okay.
Whoa. Did you do it?
No.
Did she give you a name and number?
She gave me her name. That it was in Ohio, the city in Ohio where the accident was.
I actually
looked up the information, which was correct. It was two other girls.
Joe.
A lot of stuff since then.
Yeah, Joe, that's crazy, man.
Yeah, I was never a big believer in any of this until just recently, about a year and a half ago when it started.
So how do you feel now? No, let me ask you this, Joe. So you're saying that before this, you were a skeptic. You didn't buy into any of this, but now you know better. Is that what you're saying?
I know better, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
But it's just now there's numerous things that are going on, and I'm not...
What?
Never wanted to really talk with it, not to know if it was going to make it worse.
Sure.
If anything bad can actually come out of it.
Sure. I don't think so. That's my opinion. It's more up to you what kind of person you are. But let me suggest this. Start writing this stuff down. Because
a lot of the stuff written down.
Yeah, you have to, because you're not going to remember it. So forget that part of it, right? If you're going to convince yourself that you're going to remember it, that's a bad idea. Because you're going
to... I do remember a lot of it. I mean, a lot of it is like, so it's like talking to an actual person.
Right. Wow, that's fantastic, Joe. Or just write it down and then go find me later, and then we'll talk. Okay? How's that?
I appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe. Great phone call. That's what I'm talking about. Right there. Okay, let's go to... Wild card, John East, way out in Baltimore. John, you're up next on Coast.
How are you, sir? Good to talk to you.
It's good to talk to you, John.
Antarctica and those ships. I mean, if the snow finally melts, I mean, how are they going to hide that? Number one.
Right.
And two, your bottom of the hour caller with the keeping the open mind, this solar system is so vast that we cannot be the only thing out there.
That's right.
And I have seen UFOs, by the way. I saw three green triangles fly over my head about 3 years ago.
There you
go. Out of my door, glanced up, and as fast as you can look across the sky, that's how fast they went.
Oh, that's cool. I'm jealous. I'm
totally convinced. I mean, it looked like the Tron green colors.
Yeah.
V formation. Just zip right. It looked like they're headed to Andrews Air Force Base, quite frankly.
Right on, John. Well, what does that tell you? You know, and you're right, though. Baltimore is right there in the middle of it. Baltimore's old. You know, it could be anything. There's enough military installations out there. Like you said, Andrews is right there. Could it be that? Well, yeah, but also it could be the interest that ET has in that area. Think about that.
Well, NSA, I used to work for Red Bull years ago, and headed to Red Bull there right down the street from NSA. And as I was pulling off the parkway, I saw a streak of light. Literally, it could have been a shooting star, but it shot down right, literally stopped right at NSA. And I was just like, okay, I guess somebody's visiting.
That's right. That's right. I would have loved to have seen that. Hey, John, don't be a stranger, man. Thank you so much for the phone call.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, let's go to Wild Card Amanda in New York City. Amanda, welcome to Coast.
Thank you, Jimmy. How are you?
I'm doing good.
I got to tell you. Listen.
I am.
I don't know, but I got to ask you because I know you know a lot about it. When my children were younger, in my home, several times, we kept seeing these three orbs, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just running down the hall and going right out the front door, right through the front door, because the front door was closed.
Okay.
And I don't think they were any good. We were just wondering what they were. And but I did notice that the kids started to act up, and I never really put it together with that because I figured they're going through their teen years. But now, however, when one of my daughters turned 14 and we were alone in the home, I went to the bathroom and I was washing my hands, taking care of my makeup. And I saw her, because her room was behind the kitchen. So the way the layout is you've got a room in behind the kitchen, you got the kitchen, and then you come to the hallway.
Right.
And it crosses over to my bedroom. And in between and in the hallway is where the bathroom is. I saw her, because I had the door open, crossing the hallway, going into my room, wearing my nightgown. Okay?
Excuse me? Okay, yeah. Well, hold on. I'll let you continue. Oh, let me ask you this, Amanda. By the way, love your accent. You're definitely from New York City. Let me ask you this. The orbs that went out of the door,
yes.
What color were they?
They were white.
Really? And how big were they?
I would say they were about... I would say 6 inches round, or maybe 7.
Was this the only time that you saw the orbs?
No, it happened frequently. And then they stopped. But here I'm going to tell you, I never heard of a doppelganger until I started listening to Coast to Coast.
Okay.
And my daughter that crossed the hallway and went into my bedroom in my nightgown, okay?
Right.
I said, wow. I said, so I called her name and came out of the bathroom, and I went into the bedroom, and I don't see her. And I'm calling them. I said, what happened to her? She answers me. She's in her room. And she says, Ma, you're calling me. I said, what? I was like, so I went, in the opposite direction to go through the kitchen to her room, and she's sitting there on her bed, relaxed, listening to a radio. She's got her own nightgown on, because this was in the morning. I said, my God, I just saw you I, and it's to God, I just saw you crossing. You went going in my room, and you had my nightgown on, and I went in, and you weren't there. That's why I was calling you. I can't believe you're here. She says, I never left the room.
No.
Yeah, and let me tell you.
How old was she?
14. She was 14.
14 years old. You don't think she was messing with you? She's old enough to...
No, and I'm not crazy. Believe me, I'm spot on.
Right.
And but I did notice that she, at that age, okay, she started to withdraw. And she started to get very depressed after that incident happened. But I didn't get it. I didn't know about it at that time, you know?
Right. Well,
so
Amanda,
I took her out. I'm telling you.
Amanda, can I jump in for a second? Can I just jump in right quick?
Yes.
We're at the end of the show, and there's a commercial that's about to play in a second, and I don't want that to interrupt you, okay?
Okay.
So just let me say thank you so much, and I love New York City.
Oh, right. God bless you. Thank you, too.
Thank
but
you
they
so
were
much.
Bad, right?
Yeah, thank you so much. No, I think they were good.
They were?
I do. I believe that because you called me tonight and you sound great. Deal?
Oh, okay.
Is that a deal?
Okay, that's a deal. Thank you.
Thank you, Amanda. That's what that's what Friday nights are about here on Coast to Coast AM. Now, as I get out of here, I got to thank Dan. I got to thank Gina. I got to thank Lisa. I got to thank Stephanie. I got to thank Chris. I got to thank Lex. I got to thank Sean. Of course, I got to say what's up to George. Thank you, Tom. I'm your host, Jimmy Church. Tomorrow night, Jim Mars, Gavin Kelly, right here on Coast to Coast. Go back, Lee Tappy.